everybody. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with my co-host, Justin Cook, tonight. It's a big night out tonight for a lot of people who are going out and getting drunk and all that shit. But I know I'm just staying in. I'm pretty sure Justin's just staying in. But for those of you that didn't go out and decided to stay in and listen to some internet radio, I wanted to thank you. Better off than going out and blowing $300 at the bar and worrying about crashing your car after. But I don't know. We got a few things we wanted to talk about tonight.
Well, if you do go out, hopefully you you got that call. Hopefully you have a designated driver if that is the case. But
yeah, exactly. Sorry.
It's just retarded nowadays to drive while drinking, but that's all.
Yeah, luckily I live downtown now, so if I'm going out anywhere around here, I'm walking. Besides the fact that I don't have another car yet, but that's a whole other story.
I don't know, before we get into some of the other stuff, why don't you talk a little bit about what you're, you forgot to say, you know, last week about, you know, during your hospital, what happened?
Oh, yeah, I'll get into that for a minute, guys, and a lot of you guys have already heard the story, but, you know, we were on last week, but before that, we weren't on for a few weeks, and last week, I kind of took a backseat a little bit, didn't really talk too much, because, I got in a really, really, really bad car accident, not Friday a few days ago, but the Friday before, and some idiot ran me off the road. I ended up into a tree doing about 40, and I had no seatbelt, and so basically the car was totally crushed. I had broken ribs, a broken head. I tried crawling out of the car. I got knocked unconscious. They found me on the side of the road. The whole spiel. It was this big dramatic thing, you know, and then they, you know, they get me to the hospital, and they get me on, like, a stretcher, then they put me on, like, a board, then a stretcher, then back on a board, then they strap me down, like, I'm Bruce Banner, and I'm gonna turn into the Hulk and, like, break all these things or something. They strap my forehead down, my legs, my arms, my elbows, my wrists, everything was strapped to this board, but my back was arched, and it was killing, okay? Now, this is after a major motor vehicle accident. I mean, the car is totally crushed. I'll show some of you guys the pictures after. But anyways, make a long story short here. Okay, I'm at the hospital. I'm writhing in pain. They haven't checked my back yet. Haven't checked my ribs. They don't know what's broken. No x-rays yet. All they've done is bounce me from stretcher to stretcher. Then they shoot me up with morphine for the pain, right? And as soon as they shoot me up with the morphine, she comes over and she says, "Are you up to date on all your vaccines?" Like, first of all, knowing what we know about vaccines, that's just, I wanted to slap her right in the face. Second of all, even if vaccines were good for you, is that really the time to ask me if I'm up to date on vaccines? I mean, why don't you just ask me how my grandfather's apple pie is every year? You know what I mean? Like, seriously, before they even x-rayed my chest or my back, or anything, dude, they wanted to push vaccines on me. Right after they stuck me up with the morphine, of course.
I think it just comes down to this systematic approach of just, that's how they deal with things. It's just, you know, it's no matter what. I love the, like, are you caught up with your vaccines? Like, you're, I don't know, like, you're a rabid, you know, dog or something. I don't know. It's just,
dude, that's what exactly what I was saying. Like, if I'm not, like, I'm going to have rabies and I'm going to bite somebody. Like, even if I'm not up on my vaccines, who cares? Fix my back. Fix my ribs. You know what I mean? Check my leg. I don't need a vaccine.
You know,
I need a damn painkiller.
You know what the sad thing is, though, is that's the pseudo-fucking... Oh, sorry about the F-bomb. That's the pseudo-science, that the medical world goes by. Now, you know, I don't know if this has anything to if it's, you know, if it's related. I kind of think it is, but the guy I work with, he's got, like, first off, he's got, like, he was a non-vet, so he's got, like, Agent Orange poisoning and all that stuff, and he's kind of got, like, Tourette's or something like that. And make a long story short, he told me he just went and got his flu shot about 2 weeks ago. Now, I've never seen this guy's Tourette's so bad. I mean, this guy the other day was you know, yelling over the chainsaw, you know, you motherfucker, like, you know, it was, I really hate to, like, make light of it, but, you know, it's, you know, it really makes you wonder, you know, obviously, you know, there's mercury in them and thimerosal. I believe the flu one is the only one that supposedly still has mercury in it. The other ones all have other variants, though, you know, other types of metal. And I really think that's why he, you know, was, you know, why, you know, made it worse. I really do, because he hasn't been this bad, I don't think, ever. And his memory just, like, I don't know. It's just, you have to know the guy to see it, but to me, I just, you know, maybe I'm looking too far into it, but I really think I see a connection. I think, you know, that's just my opinion anyway. But, yeah, continue. Brian? Hello?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was muted. What I was going to say is, you know, not to get too deep into the vaccines, but, like, you know, I think everybody that's pretty much listening right now knows the vaccine's a bullshit. We don't need to spend the whole show on it. But, I mean, they even have things like vaccine court, where they've settled, like, over 5,000 cases against, you know, towards settling with families that have children that got injured from vaccines. But yet they still deny that vaccines injure people. It's like, right. It's like, how do you even believe that? I mean, it doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, or you know, they you know, they deny that there's any type of autism risk with it. But yeah, you know, there's how many?
It's huge.
Like you said, how much money have they paid out? It just goes to show. Now, you know, like you said, you know, and it makes sense because. Look, when, you know, and even when I was, you know, I'm 31, Brian's a few years older than me, you know, we were growing up, like, you had maybe 6 vaccines. Now you get, you know, what, 20, something like 36, I think, by the time you're 8 years old. This is an obvious, you know, eugenics program, you know, and I really, the one I really worry about more so than any of them is that new HPV one. That they decided to push on boys as well, which really doesn't make sense considering boys can't even get HPV, you know. So I mean, yes, they can give it, they can contract it and give it, but you know, if they work so well, you know what I mean? It makes no sense to me to why they have to do it. But you know, it's obviously just I think it's almost going to be something where it's going to make them sterile. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Not maybe not everybody, but, you know, it's been like this for the past, you know, however many years that sperm counts are dropping, more girls are being born.
Especially the last 10 years. The last 10 years, the vaccine thing has been really pushed.
Yeah.
I don't remember
it
when I was a little kid, but as an adult, I remember that, you know, it's just everywhere. I mean, if you go to, like, Walgreens around here, they'll give you, like, a $25 gift card if you get your flu shot there.
Yeah, well, you know what's crazy? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just because you run Walgreens, back when that little zombie scare thing was going on, they were giving away free shots at Walgreens for shingles. You know, because that was one of the things that was being, you know, talked about in the, you know, in the mainstream media that, it, you know, maybe was a precursor of a flesh-eating disease, you know. So they were pushing shingles vaccine, so.
It's you unbelievable.
Know, you know what the craziest thing is, though? It's just getting down to it. The craziest vaccines to me are chickenpox, rotavirus, which is just diarrhea. You know, and there's a couple other bad ones too, and I mean even the flu one, the seasonal flu one. You know, what is the chances of getting like a deadly flu? Yeah, I know old people can get it, but you know what? I seem to see more people that end up getting the shot and get the flu after anyway. So again, you know, what are we looking at? Eugenics? Go ahead, Brian.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, it's crazy. Like, imagine if it wasn't me. Imagine if it was somebody else that got in that car accident. They're all fucked up. They're strapped down to a stretcher. They're in extreme pain. They're getting morphine shot into them and stuff. And they don't know about the vaccines. And the nurse comes over. Are you up to date on your vaccines? And they're just thinking, nah, just give it to me. Right? And I mean, 9 out of 10 people will probably say
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, they may think it's for their own good. They may
They're
think that,
already
oh, I may
strapped in
have
the
an
chair. They're already
infection or
screwed up.
something.
Might as well get it instead of coming back, right? That's the way they're
Yep.
thinking. Thank God with
Yep.
me, with my quick goat thinking, I was like, hey, goat! I was like, hell no. I told her, I lied to her. I was like, yeah, I'm all up to date on all my vaccines. I'm all set. I'm all set. And they didn't stick me with anything else. I stayed conscious the whole rest of the time. Writhing in pain, dude. Let me tell you, they didn't even check my back or my ribs yet, and they're trying to push vaccines on me.
You know,
Like, how fucked
I
up is
hate
that?
okay. I hate to get into it too, but you know, the whole thing about oh shit, I lost my I cut you off and I lost my point in the middle of it. Wow, sorry about that. Go ahead,
That's all
Brian.
right. That's all right. Chris, I noticed you
Yeah,
chimed in. Did you
if
just kind
I'm
of listen, or did you?
if I'm gonna cut you off, I should at least have a point though, you know. I
Yeah.
really apologize. Go
Yeah.
ahead.
Chris joined the call. I don't know. Chris, did you just want to listen, or did you want to chime in at all on the vaccines?
Oh, hey Brian.
Hey,
Hey
Chris,
Justin,
how
yeah,
you doing?
I was just sitting there listening. I had the mic muted and everything, but yeah, I will say that is insane, man. That's crazy. I mean, like, so what if you're going through? Let's say you're out of it, and you just say something like, "Oh no, I don't know," and then they start shooting you up with all that garbage, and you go into like some toxic shock or something. I would think that would be
Yeah.
possible.
Yeah, it's
But
ridiculous. And I could understand them, like, you know, let's just pretend that they don't know that the vaccines are bad. And a lot of them might not know. They might just know what they were told. So let's just pretend that they didn't know the vaccines were bad, but that was the part of their protocol. Like, is it really gonna be part of protocol to do it as soon as the patient gets in there before he even gets diagnosed from a major motor vehicle accident? I mean, wouldn't that be like one of the later things you would do after you would X-ray him and make sure his back wasn't fucked up and his leg wasn't fucked up? I mean, come on.
I would think that would be later on. Yeah, I don't see that,
Yeah.
and especially for, you know, maybe if you're bleeding or something like that, which I don't really, you know, besides unless they have a cooties vaccine, you know, really. But you know, if unless like something like that, it doesn't really make sense. Even, you know, you're talking about physical inside pain. You're not at risk of flu at that time. You're not at risk of, you know, rotavirus or you know what I'm saying? It's just, I understand if it's, you know, they try to say, oh, they probably brainwash them and tell them it's for their own safety or whatever. I've talked to friends that have worked at hospitals and stuff, like even doing maintenance and stuff, and they were told, like, even to work in there, you know, they had to either wear a mask or take a vaccine. And one of my friends said, yeah, I took the vaccine. He had no idea. You know, he has no idea. He thought he was, you know, doing a good thing. The point I did forget earlier when I cut Brian off was that eventually, now, you know, I'm not saying this chip thing will be anytime soon, who knows, but, you know, pretty soon we are seeing, as we get farther and farther along, you know, there may be a bracelet or something like that first, you know, where it has a chip in it. You know, they're going to push them on old people. And then eventually they're going to push, you know, some type of implanted one, you know, eventually. But to make a long story short, you know, that's what's going to happen is you're going to go in there and you're not going to be, you know, you're not going to have a choice. You're not going to have a chance to tell them yes, no. You know, you're going to go in there and you're just, they're going to read your chip and say, oh, you haven't had these vaccines, and that's it. Well, that's the only point I wanted to make on that, so.
Yeah, it's absurd. And besides that, the overall experience, let me tell you guys, you know, I know this is one we weren't really going to go down my medical history here, but the whole experience I had with the hospitals and the doctors and every single place I left, all I kept saying to myself was, wow, that guy is a effing idiot. I mean, it was unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable. how stupid some of those ER doctors are. And I called my grandmother on the phone, and she's not, like, awake at all or anything like that. She's totally in the system. But she was an RN for a long time, and she's retired. So I just asked her straight out. I'm like, what is the deal with the ER doctors? They really don't seem to know much at all. And she's like, no, they're really not that smart, those guys. And they really weren't. Like, the stuff that they were saying, I tried to bring nutrition into the whole conversation with the ER doctors. When I went to see my primary care doctors, you know, they're talking about, oh, you can't be drinking alcohol, you can't be smoking this, you can't do that, you know, saying all this can cause me all types of problems. And it's just, I try and ask them about nutrition and health. And, like, if health can make my immune system weaker, and, you know, which obviously it probably can. If you don't eat right, I'm pretty sure you're more susceptible to getting sick, you know. I think that's pretty much a no-brainer. But they didn't even want to go down that road with me. Like, they just want to diagnose you and tell you you're either going to need this pill or that pill, and they don't want to talk to you about your diet at all. And I told them straight out, my diet is shit. I told them. I used to watch it. I found out about good food. You know, I was eating organic for a while and stuff, and now the last 4 months, I've been eating crappy, and coincidentally, the last 4 months, I've had terrible health. Now, also, I have been drinking, too, so that could certainly attribute it to it, but I just wanted to know their opinion on it, and, like, they got, like, all offended at me.
Yeah, that's
I don't think they know anything. I don't think they know anything about nutrition.
They don't, and another thing is, I think they're told to, like, steer shit away from those conversations. Like, you know, especially if they have somebody that actually knows something, you know, they don't want that. You know, they want people, you know, they want people that are idiots, and they can say, oh yeah, you know, eat right. But as soon as you bring up the word, you know, like organic, or you know, you let them know that you know there's a difference between, you know, because they might say eat more vegetables or eat more this or that, or you know, take a bite, but they're not going to give you the information that you can get, you know, so many other places, because they don't know shit. They really don't.
No,
I'll tell you guys something.
Go ahead.
It worked for me the other night. I slept wrong or something, man. I woke up. I don't know. I think a lot of people get this, but you guys ever like woke up and you like your shoulder is like really super sore, or your neck or something from sleeping on it wrong or something like that?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I had that going on, and man, it was like really hurting. And so I heard that the turmeric root is like really, really good for like inflammation and soreness and stuff like that. So I was just making my coffee that morning, and I had some of that, so I put some in my coffee, and I put like some raw honey in there with it, mixed it up, and I drank that. I had a pretty good size spoonful in there, and man, I'm telling you, it was like within about 15 or 20 minutes, it was like the pain, it was just completely just about wiped out. And then it was getting where I could move my neck around freely and move my shoulder around freely. It was like,
wow.
It was
good question, Chris.
Amazing.
Did you now? How did you do this? You got turmeric root and you grounded it up and put it in with the grounds, or you just added it to the coffee afterwards?
I just have the powder. It's already in a powder form, and
okay.
I have it inside a jar that storing it in there, and I made my coffee, and I just had my coffee cup sitting on my little hot plate dealy, and I just put the honey and the spoonful of turmeric in there and just stirred it up real good. It's still like mostly a lot of it settled to the bottom of the coffee, but I ended up drinking quite a bit of it because I put a pretty big spoonful in there. But yeah, I just wanted to get it into my system, you know. That's just like one way to do it. I hear like you can make a tea with ginger root and turmeric and almond milk or something like that. It's supposed to be really good tasting, you know. You put like honey in it and stuff like that. There's just different ways to take it, but I could tell you one thing: that turmeric root, man, it will stain stuff, dude. It will stain stuff yellow. It's almost like a dye. So you kind of gotta watch out with it as far as I put it in some dishes. I put it in a crock pot one time, and I was cooking some stuff. It turned like the crock pot yellow. It turned the spoon yellow. It was like crazy. And it was kind of hard to get out. So that's one thing about it. But they say it's really good for inflammation or anything like that, among other things. It's supposed to be good for a lot of other stuff. But I'm telling you, it definitely, it could have been a coincidence, but no, I don't think so. My shoulder and my neck was just like raging, man. It was just like really hurting, and I was gonna go fishing that day, and I was like, man, I don't even think I could even stand it. But after I drank that, it was like 20 minutes later, bam, just I was good to go.
Your body shouldn't need vaccines. Your body should build up antibodies to any disease and fight it off. Maybe get it once really bad, and then afterwards it shouldn't really even be a problem.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes down to it, is everything that's in all this stuff is in stuff, besides the heavy metals, everything like that's in any type of medicine is in some type of root. Like Chris was just talking about, turmeric root or, for example, ginger root, horseradish root. All these things are, they're medicinal in nature. Like, for example, there's like a tonic that I've looked into making, and supposedly everybody that you make it for when you're feeling a little sick or whatever, especially and you give your kids a little bit, and it has apple cider vinegar, organic garlic, actually everything should be organic. Organic garlic, onion, horseradish, and any kind of hot pepper, and then you add those all together. I believe you strain the apple cider vinegar, and then from that you drink some, and it should like a shot glass worth, and you should be feeling better that same day. You could even take the solids out and use it as salsa or whatever, whatever you want to do with it.
Not to get too off topic here, and I know we're talking about like vaccines, but we're talking about like health issues and stuff. But like, I've noticed, and I've had some of our good friends and some of our groups tell me, that baking soda cures cancer, baking soda does this, baking soda does that. What do you guys know about it? And how much of that is hoopla, and how much of that is probably pretty true?
I don't know about Chris. I personally buy into it. I buy into Dr. I think it's Cimentacci, Tullio Cimentacci, an Italian doctor who has pretty much had great success curing cancer as far as with just with baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, is really the real name for it.
Can you just take a certain dose every day, or do you have to wait for something to happen?
Well, what he does for the cancer, for the cancer treatment is, he somehow puts it inside of like molasses, or something very sweet like that. Because what happens, I guess, supposedly, is the cancer goes to feed on the sweet, on the natural sugar, and then all of a sudden, it gets hit with the, the baking soda, which is very alkaline. And that neutralizes it, because in his opinion, and a lot of others too, cancer is just a fungus. So that's my opinion on it. I also think there's a lot of I'll tell you what, my teeth have felt great since I've been brushing my teeth with it. I haven't had any tooth pain. I do feel like you could see them get whiter. Right after you do it, they're.
Have you guys looked into any of the natural cures to, like, regenerate your tooth? Like, I've seen some of that, and it looked, like, way too good to be true, almost. And I was like, I wonder if this actually works. like to like re actually regrow your tooth.
Have you seen any of that? I think it would work.
Yeah, have you looked into it at all?
I haven't done it myself, but I would like to try it. I mean,
I would like to try it too.
I had a whole bunch of fillings in my mouth because when I was a kid, I got some kind of a gum infection or something, some crazy something, and I got where I ended up with like my mouth full of canker sores. And so after I got that was like going that went on for like a couple of weeks. My mouth was like full of canker sores. I couldn't brush, and my teeth all got cavities. And then when I went to the dentist after that, they drilled all my teeth out and filled them with, mercury fillings. And so I had to get them all them fillings redone. But I was thinking about getting my teeth pulled one by one and seeing if I could regrow teeth. I've heard of people doing that, like actually regrowing teeth.
I'm going to need to try it soon because my teeth are getting bad, man.
Yeah.
They just keep falling apart. I keep patching them up, but now it's just like so much. It's just so much every time.
You have fillings in a lot of your teeth now?
I've had teeth that have had 2 to 3 fillings in them. I've gone back and gotten them refilled after a couple of years. Like, my decay is unbelievable. And now I have a tooth. I had 2 teeth I wanted to get filled like a month ago because they're kind of near the front. So he filled one, and then he told me he couldn't fill the other one because it was infected. And what do you know, the day before I had my appointment, my whole mouth was swollen and it was infected. I probably missed them by a couple of days. So now I got to get a root canal on it, you know, and it's just like I can see other teeth that are in worse shape, and I'm just like, ah, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, I definitely look into like some alternative dentistry, man, and like read up on that. Root canals and shit. I've heard root canals can create a lot of problems for you potentially, because what it does is you have like a dead tooth, and then your tooth is full of all kinds of these little microtubules that bacteria can hang out. And then when you got that dead tooth in there, it can get just loaded with that bacteria, and you can get a lot of times people will get just a constant toxic in stream of the waste product of the bacteria, because they just harbor inside that dead tooth, and and it'll exhibit itself in different problems. But when you go to the doctor, they'll never tell you that it's your root canal, because they don't know about any of the holistic stuff. You know, meaning that like, well, your mouth. You know, you may have a problem with something that's, like your kidneys or start, or your liver starts to become toxic or something. It's like it's because it's being overwhelmed by that toxic tooth, you know. But they'll say, "Oh, it was a kidney." We'll give you stuff that'll stop your kidney, or that will cut one of your kidneys out, or that's how they deal with it. They don't check anything other systems of your body. So that's one thing I see. Totally screwed up about modern medicine.
It's so crazy if they would just open their minds and share information with each other and shit like that. It's like,
but they don't.
Imagine like you became a dentist, I became a doctor, and Justin was like a surgeon, but we were all like for the good of the people, and we talked to each other and communicated and like knew how to research things. Like, imagine if people were like that. Like, it'd be so much better.
Imagine if we just had a few doctors who, you know, I mean, there is some, but you have to look for them. I mean,
yeah.
You know, that's the thing. If we ever had a free society, you know, with information flowing freely and where medical school is not about, you know, learning how to accept big pharma bribes and whatnot, then it would be, you know, everything would be great, but that's not, you know, that's the whole thing. I mean, you know, when it comes to, and me, I know I wasn't made to be a doctor, but I'll tell you what, you know, I could probably just give the doctor something to look into, and if he actually believed it, you know, he might actually be able to find out a lot more than I could, you know, just because of what he's, you know what I'm saying? But it just sucks because they're indoctrinated, you know?
Yep. Exactly. Well, why don't we take a quick take a quick 4-minute break, and we'll come back, and we're going to dive into some of the other stuff we got for tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about the Israel-Gaza thing. We were going to talk about the... Justin, what the hell was the other thing we were going to talk about? It's slipping my mind right now.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the real meaning of Thanksgiving, the history of Thanksgiving, and how the land was discovered, quote-unquote. instead of playing a song this break, guys, I'm going to play a little comedy bit I want you guys to listen to. It's only about 3 minutes, and then there's going to be another 1-minute clip, so it'll be like a regular break, and it's very relevant to the stuff we're going to talk about. Talks a little bit about the puppet politicians and stuff, and then he gets into a little bit of Christopher Columbus and Thanksgiving. It's pretty funny stuff. I think you guys will enjoy it. So just stick with us for 5 minutes. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook.
Get a book, man. Reading is fundamental. Fun. To mental. Think. It ain't illegal yet, but they working on it. I want the young motherfuckers in here tonight, no matter what your nationality is, turn the motherfucking TV off for 1 week and see if you can survive. Motherfuckers are going to a television junkie motherfucking mode. Ain't no TV. I need my remote, nigga. I'm jonesing. It's called television programming. They telling you visually to program. You being programmed. You watch it on the news. It was on CNN. It's true. I seen it on Fox. It's real. It's bullshit. You know Obama ain't running shit. Puppet on the string. That nigga ran for office and said, I'ma stop both wars. Didn't he just send 60,000 more troops to Afghanistan? He took them out of Iraq. Them niggas thought they was going home. Shit, nigga, the war over. We going home. He like, nope, over there. They wise and shit, family, thinking these motherfuckers coming home, nigga, they get shipped to a new war. And you know these wars is about what? Money, 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 money. Now, Iraq, we annexed that country. You know, took the oil, nigga. Now, one thing you know about American motherfucking history, wherever we land, we don't leave. We already got 3 bases, permanent bases, in Iraq. We still in Vietnam, still in motherfucking Korea, still got a base in Japan. Everywhere we land, we don't leave. You know what I mean? I thought it was called the United States of America, not the United Empire of Earth. You will do as I say. How the fuck we gonna go over to Iraq and tell them we giving these people freedom? They didn't ask for it. Wasn't no Iraqis over there. Come on over here. We want to vote. Them motherfuckers was chilling. Now we over in Afghanistan. You know what we there for? Opium. The 90% of the world's opium comes from... Holla at your boy. Now, in the Buddhist religion, they smoke opium. There's 1.6 billion Chinese. In order to control China, you must control opium. China owns 90% of our debt. Welcome to China. Learn the language, ni hao ma. Xie xie ni. The Chinese ain't to be fucked with. One Bruce Lee would fuck up this whole room. 1.6 billion Bruce Lees, nigga, leave him alone. Oh, America know who to attack. You ain't never seen them go fuck with China. Remember, China had one of our motherfuckers tent as students in Tiananmen Square beating the shit out of him on national television with a bamboo motherfucking stick. Did America go on attack? Nope. You know what they said? What is he doing over there? Somebody get his parents on the phone.
And one more, guys, I want you to hear real quick, and then we'll be right back from break. This one's only a minute long, but very relevant.
They trying to tell our Mexican brothers and sisters that they need to stay away from the border. I don't understand that when California is Mexico. Yeah. Listen to the name of it, California. San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose. If it starts with San, it's Mexican. Always talking about my country. White people, this ain't y'all country. Y'all annexed it. You stole it from the Indians. I know you said you discovered it. You know how to use them slick-ass words. We discovered it. You discover some shit a motherfucker already live at. Using that analogy, when I get off stage, I'm gonna discover somebody's car. Police like, did you steal it? No, I discovered it. I gave the indigenous driver a reservation in the trunk.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us during that brief break. What you heard right there was Eddie Griffin. I'm not really big into celebrities, so I kind of catch on late onto who's who and stuff. And I didn't know too much about Eddie Griffin, but I found a couple of these clips on YouTube. And he's really pretty awake, man, some of the stuff he says. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a few comedians that are halfway come let out some stuff like that too. Doug Stanhope's another. Cat Williams has said a few things. As far as Eddie Griffin, I like, you know, pretty much everything you said was on point, besides the fact of our debt being China, when in reality it's really just central banks. But yeah.
Yeah, there's a few things he doesn't know, but I can definitely tell he's trying to get the truth out there, you know. There's one more clip we're gonna play later where he's I'll just describe it real quick because it's so funny. He's talking about Osama bin Laden, so that he's believing a little bit of the propaganda talking about, you know, 9/11, how that would never happen again. But he's talking about if he was on Flight 11 or Flight 177 and a bunch of other black guys, he's like, this shit wouldn't have went down. We're from the projects. We've been in a knife fight before. And then he shows them all beating down the hijackers. It's a riot. Because, you know, like, if there were really four hijackers with box cutters, I think me, Chris, and Justin would definitely be rushing them. They're not going to let them crash a plane.
Dude, to be honest, I'd beat the shit out of one of them dudes. And we all know that never even happened. But when it comes down to it, first off, those pallet doors are, you know, they're sealed, and, you know, let's just say, even those pallets are, there's no, I don't know, I don't see them getting past two pallets and taking over control of the plane.
Never mind doing it four times.
Four for four. It's just with a box cutter. Come on.
Box cut is nothing. Like, seriously, man. I'm not trying to sound like a tough guy, but if me and somebody are going to fight on the street and they pull out a box cutter, we're still going to fight on the street. Like, I'm not running from their box cutter.
I think I could safely go up against a guy that's got a box cutter if I have, like, a pretty good-sized duffel bag or one of them heavy suitcases.
Or a laptop. Throw my laptop at his face.
Rip a tray off, anything. You know, that's the thing is, you know, when it comes down to it, so you're going to let some guys take over the plane over getting maybe a few flesh wounds. You know what I'm saying? No, it's not going to happen. The only way to really kill someone with a box cutter is to cut them directly in the jugular.
And they gotta have no fight. They have no fight because you're not gonna let somebody cut your jugular, you know?
Right. And as soon as you grab them, someone else is going to grab him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so two-on-one, you know, most of the time I'll guarantee that you know, I'll say two, you know, not like, you know, to big him up, but two regular American dudes against, you know, one small Arab, you know, so eight guys on four. Yeah, there's, I don't know. I don't see it happening. It's impossible. I mean, we know it didn't, but I'm just saying.
It's just funny to hear somebody like a comedian make a point, but not really realize he's making that point, you know? It's like he's making that point totally, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. And I'll play that one after because we just had a few breaks, but it is funny, dude. It is funny because he just shows them how they'd be beating down the hijackers. And I'm just saying to my buddy, I'm like, anybody would be beating down these hijackers.
Well, you know what I love not even to get off the 9/11 part of it, but when you're talking about Obama, I wonder how that went over in that crowd. You know, because to be honest, I mean, you know, I'm sure it was, you know, a good amount of you know, black people.
I'm sure it didn't help his promotions this year.
Well, but you know what it is, though? A lot of those people, they're laughing at the same time, and then, you know, they go home and they forget about it by the time. But I bet some of those people were like mad that he was even, you know, saying that, but.
He seems honest, like, just
so,
like
the brainwashing goes so deep, though, you know, that just not a comedian, you know, a comedian is not capable of breaking it with a few lines, but either way, I would still love to see if they panned around and see a few frowns in that room.
He's not gonna break people with a few lines, but it's nice to actually hear some fucking comedy where they put some real shit in there. You know what I mean? It's nice because
I look for it all the time.
Because look how anything we do now, how hard it is to enjoy because of the stuff we know. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even enjoy, you know, playing a video game or watching certain movies because they're all propaganda. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice to have a comedian you can just turn on and be like, oh, this guy's pretty cool, you know?
Do you want to hear something funny? Listen to, I like Joe Rogan and Stan. The only thing I don't like about Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope is they still buy into that, you know, into the Austrian economic stuff, but besides that, you know, they're pretty funny, I gotta say. Like, you know, and they're real. I mean, I'll tell you what, you listen to Joe Rogan's podcast, they'll definitely, like, he'll open your eyes on a couple of, like, things, just even spiritually, that you're like, wow, this is the guy from fucking, what's that show where people eat, you know, horse sticks and shit?
I just Fear Factor. From the UFC.
This is the same guy from Fear Factor, you know, that's making people eat horse dicks and drink.
That's right.
Yeah. It really worked, too.
Oh, I didn't catch what you were saying for a second. You said make them eat horse dicks. Like, those people would really eat some shit like that.
They do. And you know what? The thing about it is, I could see if you're definitely going to win. Like,
it's probably healthier than my box of fucking Kraft macaroni and cheese in the cabinet.
What happened?
I said that horse dick is probably healthier than the processed food that's in my cabinet.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll guarantee it is. That's why Chinese people, a lot of their stuff, they eat. Eat a lot of genitalia off animals, and not just Chinese, but in Eastern philosophy, Eastern countries, they believe that it, you know, helps their sexual fucking whatever. So
I just don't think I can bring myself to put a cock in my mouth.
No, I couldn't either.
Sorry,
you know,
man. I'm really foul-mouthed tonight, but I think it's a riot.
what I'm saying though is. You know, the funny thing about Fear Factor, though, is, like, something like that, that just shows how crazy, how people worship money, that they would go on a show like this where you have to, you know, there's one where they had them drinking some type of animal semen. It's like, really? Now, first of all, how safe can that be? And second off, like, that's even worse than anything. But, yeah, just do that. And the fact is...
Yo, they were drinking animal cum?
Yes. Yep. They were. Yes. They on one show. They drank some type of animal cum. But to make it, like I'm saying, you know, it's not even like they're guaranteed the $100,000. You still have to win all these other events. It's not even like that's like the, you know, the grand finale or whatever. I don't know. I just think it's something that shows how asinine Americans really are.
All right, now, well, a little segue here to the next section. How about I start off here, and then you could kind of take over a little bit. I'll start with what I learned in school. Real briefly, what we all learned in school was a bunch of bullshit. I think most of the people here know that now. But here's one of the greatest examples of one of the biggest stories we ever heard in school. Is in, 1492, Columbus sailed the Blue, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and all this. And he discovered America. Well, there were millions of Indians already living here in America, so how does this motherfucker discover it? Just think about that. Just think about, you don't even have to talk to us about fucking GMO foods or 9/11 or anything. Just ask yourself that question in your head. If there's millions of people already living here, how do three boats show up and discover it? What do you guys think?
Well, I think it's not only that, but
it's a clever play on words.
That was just the so-called accepted landing. I mean, you know, besides that, they had Leif Erikson.
Who knows if they didn't just come straight over by force? Like, never mind the Columbus and his three boats. That could be a whole story, and a whole friggin' armada could have came over here and just been like wiped the place right out.
Well, no. No, they didn't need to. I mean, you know, what happened is, you know, like anything else, you show up in a place that doesn't have what you have, and, you know, they see that you're using gunpowder, you know, that you're able to melt down, gold, you know, different things like that, and they look at you as like a god, and especially if they've never seen, you know, people that light before or whatever. So they probably looked up to, you know, looked to these people like they were something special, and by the time they realized it, you know, Columbus is obviously just different than Thanksgiving, but, you know, but as far as that goes, you know, they looked at these white people and thought, hey, maybe these people are you know, the gods we've been waiting for or whatever, and the next thing they know, they're on chains, in chains back, going back to Spain, you know, and they're all Catholics the next day, but, you know, it's, and all their gold is missing, but.
Yeah, I heard something about the Aztecs predicting the end of the world, but they couldn't predict the Spaniards were going to wipe them off the map or decimate their culture like they did, yeah. So they weren't that... I mean, if they had a crystal ball, I mean, it wasn't that effective.
Yeah. No, definitely. That's why anyone that buys into that 2012 stuff, you know, nothing is going to happen celestially. If anything is going to happen, it's going to be because, you know, they made it happen. But for the most part, I think they're just going to ratchet up the fear and maybe pull some type of crazy scenario. But for the most part, you know, we'll still be here on December 22nd, you know, 2012.
Yeah, I'm not worried about going anywhere. So you guys want to get a little bit into what the real meaning of Thanksgiving is?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, just the fact that, you know, it's pretty insulting that the Indians actually had their own holiday already on Thanksgiving. And, we, you know, we go over there, wipe millions of them out, and we have a holiday the same day as their holiday called Thanksgiving. And all we really did, like, guys, like, it's not like you see in school, like, with these pictures of us sitting down at a dinner table with some fucking Indians. Like, we went in there and murdered them all. We took their land. We knew we could outnumber them and outweapon them. And we wiped them out. We wiped them out. We claimed this country. And then we let them keep some reservations here and there. Oh, we're so nice.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
Never to mind giving them blankets with smallpox. You know, the whole thing, the whole situation of it, you know, just that we took over, you know, that the Europeans came over and hoarded them onto reservations, like you said, and killed
however many different ways, and the fact that they pretty much wiped them all. But I don't know any Native, you know, full Native Americans. You know, I know a few that are part of, a few people that
there,
you know.
There
have,
was though this whole separation from England. I think is just kind of more of a formality and like more bullshit than anything, because. Not to say that England runs the world, but who's ever, you know, pulled their strings, whether it be the Vatican or whatever, at the very, very top. Like, we never separated from them. We just expanded from them and did it in, like, a clever, deceptive way. What do you think about that? I mean, look at all, you know, like, how all the presidents were all related to monarchs from England. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, well, I think it all goes back to the, you know, to the same... I haven't researched it enough to say definitely.
I'm just saying, what do you guys think about that comment?
I think, here's the thing. You look at what was going on over there, and of course, they oppressed, there was religious oppression going on in England, you know, and whatnot. So they forced these people to come over here, and they did their work for them. You know, pretty much they came over. Not only that, but there was a. See, I don't know. We're getting lost in semantics. I mean, first you have Columbus, then you have the Jamestown, settlement that happened, and that was about in the 1600s, and then you have the Pilgrim landing at Plymouth Rock, and then somewhere after that, you know, we had the Indian Wars and everything else.
Yeah, Shane in the chat said, and these are my thoughts exactly, and I think you guys are kind of on board with this too, but tell me if you're not. The Vatican wanted some explorers to spread the Catholic religion, and that's basically why Columbus came to the United States in the name of the Vatican.
Yeah, if you want to talk about Columbus, yes, Columbus was a Vatican agent. You know, the Queen of Spain, if you look at it now, the King of Spain is the highest monarch. He's the highest black nobility there is. That going back to Queen of Spain commissioned it. You know, and he was an Italian. It makes sense that they came over here, and that was part of the way to, you know, to spread Catholicism and to get them into the Vatican's wing.
You can't even mention this to people that don't research shit at all. Like, they'll look at you like you have eight heads.
No,
it drives
can't.
Me crazy.
Well, I think
I do
I
it
think
anyways.
Yeah. I think everybody realizes the Indian thing for the most part.
I think most people realize the Indian thing, but they still won't admit it. And admit that if they were lied to about that, what else would they lie to about? But they'll know that they were lied to about the Indian thing. That's as far as they take it, though. You know
I've heard
I mean?
Stuff that there was 40 million somewhere around there.
40 million Native murdered?
Yeah, 40 million Native Americans before Columbus ever so-called discovered the United States or the
it's just crazy to call
land or whatever.
Discovered. The guy showed up here. There were 40 million fucking people living here.
Yeah.
I discovered it. Yeah, we discovered it. That's ours.
Well, it's
a
perfect analogy. The comedian guy made. Well, yeah, it's like, I'm going to discover your car. Give you a reservation in the trunk. Well, I mean, that's pretty much what they did to the Indians. I mean, so you're going to trust that outfit, you know, later down the road. And of course, they lied to the population, the regular white population, just on a regular continual basis, you know.
Hey, here's a theory. It's a little off base here, but me and my friend were talking today, and he brought this up, and I never thought about it before, but it sounds like pretty much right on to me. Like, you know how they had the whole... When was, like, the whole women's movement? Like, the 70s, when women became more independent and started working on their own and stuff like that?
It goes back before that.
Do you think that was kind of pushed on by the government because they knew they could tax twice as many people?
I had partially to do with it, yeah. But I don't think it was about taxes. No, I don't think it was about taxes at all.
Really. Oh, no. No, nothing to do with taxes, in my opinion. It had to do with breaking up the family unit.
Yeah, that's what it was about. Yeah. Same reason why, like, they have all these groups that will, and they say, well, you know, you donate to us, and what we're going to do is we're gonna help women in Africa start businesses. You know, we're going to give them, like, a peanut sheller and all this stuff. And, yeah, they can take that and make and start up their own cottage industry. So what that does is that they're putting the financial power in the hands of the women, and then leave nothing for like the males or men, and it completely turns their family structure and everything upside down, and that's what they're trying to do. They want to break down any semblance of a tribe or a culture, and then you go straight for the male female relationship. That's how they tear down countries. They go straight for that. That's where the first thing they go for, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Justin, why don't we take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll get into the other topic we wanted to get into.
All right.
Sound good to you?
Yeah, sure.
Chris, you stick around for a few?
Sure.
All right, cool. Guys, stick with us. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook.
Yeah. Fool. You know how we do it.
Wrong song, sorry about that, guys. 'Cause you don't got the guts to be where you wanna be. Fabulous. Hit us a hot.
I just look at everything.
He always tell the truth.
The bad with the good.
It's what it's all about. You're all a bunch of fucking assholes.
Yeah.
You know why? 'Cause you don't got the guts to be where you wanna be. Fabulous. He doesn't have that problem.
I just look at everything.
He always tell the truth.
The bad with the good.
It's what it's all about.
The fake with the real.
That's why we work so hard for Fabulous.
The hate with the love.
So they can point their fucking fingers everything. And call me the fucking bad guy.
I guess I'm the bad guy. The fingers is pointing. Nigga, I don't go in no clubs without bringing my joint in. They be asking fellas why? It's 'cause the streets is watching with a envious ear, jealous eye. You know how William H. Bonney's rocking. I keep the home selling two-way contacts of Johnny Cochran. Be the same dudes testing your patience in them hospitals, resting like patients, confessing to agents. You smell me, you gotta spray your Wesson like fragrance and pay your way out of resting them Raymonds. These players be playing foul, and I done learned my lesson with flagrance. Nigga, this how I live, it ain't just entertainment. I'm what they been trying to do, not Duke. I'm the kid, they've been lying to you. You need people like me. I'm so F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. Yeah, that's the bad guy.
You need people like me, so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy. So what that make you? Good.
Bitches think all they gotta do is stay the child of sports, quit their job, live off the child support. How could you stand there smiling court? I'ma just settle and fly back to them Cayman Isle resorts. You better sign a prenup. You catch me instead of it wasn't me, I'ma say, where you get a key from? I love the way your butt switches, but none of these slut bitches is worth me asking my doctor why my nuts itches. If they see how the Rolls Royce smell, all day I be emptying my inbox and my whole voicemail. I be ready to light the weed and pull it. Not every chick wanna make me come faster than a speeding bullet, but I ain't into coaching birds like Tony La Russa. I done had the thickest chickens to the boniest roosters. Who have trouble getting a kid like me to spend? Mind you'll never see a bad guy like me again, for real.
So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on. It's the last time you're gonna hear a bad guy fall like this guy, man. You better make way. It's a bad guy coming through.
Come on, what type of bad guy your fellas that?
females hugs. I'm making my business, my kids won't have to retail drugs. I get threats over the two-way from email thugs. I ride with ratchets, clips under the CL rugs. Think I'm liking you wrong, cause even if I get locked, my money won't let me stay on Rikers too long. Case dismissed, the DA even liked the new song. Right back to the P's, latest pair of Michael shoes on. When y'all holler in the club, it's cool, but don't change the subject, fool. And start asking, do I remember you from public school? You know I done heard dozens of these birds buzzing, talking about I used to fuck with they third cousin. FYI, stay the fuck from round me. These good guys who wanna hear somebody stuck or clown me. I don't care what other havens do, but if you think I'm love for saving you, say goodnight to the bad guy.
Whoever said you was one, now maybe you can buy yourself one of them first class tickets to the resurrection.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, my co-host, Justin Cook. We're also joined on the line tonight by Chris Kendall. Everybody, how you doing?
Good.
All right. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing. How you doing, huh? You fucking Goomba. Huh.
All right.
Yeah. It was a little funny the other day, man. That Eddie Murphy clip. You seen the Eddie Murphy delirious? Yeah. Chris?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy delirious?
No, Eddie Murphy Raw.
No, it was from Raw. It was from Raw, actually.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's so funny, man. And it was a racist joke, but neither of us are racist. It was just funny. And it was an Italian guy and a black guy. One was a Mooley, one was a Goomba. It was pretty funny. Good way to reopen the show, huh?
Yeah, I was wondering. I didn't know you were going with there. I was like, what the fuck? All right. But yeah, go ahead. Maybe Brian was sipping too many Coronas over there.
I guess it's time to get into the Israel situation, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, I don't know, pretty much. In my opinion, I mean, you know, well, here, Brian, you know what? If you want to start out on it, and then, you know.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, it's just, it's so backwards of what people think it is. Like, we're so trained in this country that we have to back Israel for everything. Like, I talk to my mother. Oh, yeah. She'll be like, oh, Israel's our friend. I'm like, why the fuck is Israel our friend? Fuck Israel. You know?
Yeah, no, that's definitely. Well, you know,
I dropped a lot of F-bombs tonight. I'm sorry, but I'm just aggravated.
There's innocent people on both sides of it, you know, the Israeli people, I think of them for the most part as just as brainwashed as the American people.
I don't believe the people.
Right, but, you know, and obviously I'm just putting that out there as a disclaimer. I know you didn't mean it.
Yeah.
But anyway, to make a long story short, the whole thing about it is, in my opinion, this was all planned a long time ago. You know, when they decided to, put the so-called Jews into Palestine following World War II, the Balfour Declaration, they knew that it was going to bring uprisings and heat and everything else, eventually a war, and eventually a few wars, and eventually a world war. So in my opinion, that was the main goal of all this, and as we're heading into it, supposedly there was a ceasefire, but this won't be the last of it, and who knows now if this will, you know, give Israel the, pretend like they want to attack Iran. It's hard to tell what's shenanigans and what's not. I do know this, though. The Rothschilds are Knights of Malta. In my opinion, this whole thing has been set in motion on purpose. Let's get down to some of those smaller things. I mean, you know, for those of you that don't know, what's been going on since Israel has existed since 1947 is they've been going in, they've had a few wars with other Arab countries. Never, you know, not with Palestinians. Palestinians don't have weapons. They don't have anything besides like rocks and maybe a rocket or something like that. You know, pretty much. So, I mean, it's you know, when they claim there's a war going on, it's really it's garbage. And
Yasser Arafat talked about Hamas, you know, not being legit and most likely being, you know, started by the Mossad or, you know, the CIA and everything. In my opinion, that's what it is. You know, the whole thing is a staged conflict where they had, you know, either the Israelis attacked themselves or had, you know, had the Mossad attack, I mean, had the Hamas attack them. And then they went and, you know, they've been bombing the shit out of them. And the whole purpose of this is to, you know, keep pushing them back and back onto smaller pieces of land. You know, if you look at at Gaza, if you look at the original boundaries of, you know, where the
put it on the page for everybody.
You have the original boundaries and everything?
Yeah, yeah. If they just scroll down a little bit below the chat, I posted four pictures. The fourth one shows Palestine, you know, covering pretty much all that land in the beginning. And then it shows Israel, you know, taking over half of it and basically three quarters of it. And then basically like 95% of it now. And it shows it from 46, 47, 67 to 2010.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, pretty much. Yeah. The main thing is that they're just, you know, taking this land, pushing these people into these small settlements, and it's like an open air concentration camp. It's been referred to, and what they do is they put the most, the biggest Zionist sympathizers and people that just get out of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, they put them right next to the Palestinians in these, you know, brand new settlements, which used to be, you know, your home a month ago, which was bulldozed down, and now it's, you know, now an Israeli is living there in a new house, and he's someone that already doesn't like you. So what's going to happen? You're going to have, you know, quarrels and everything else. You know, there's a lot of staging going on both sides. But anyone that tries to tell you that, you know, that Palestine is the aggressor, or anything like that, they're watching too much Fox News or CNN or whatever. And you know, the fact of the matter is, I feel bad for them. They're people being sacrificed to. You know, to end up at a bigger goal. You know, a lot of people have also said that it's possible that the Palestinians are also the real Semitic people. You know, and in fact, we know that the invaders, the occupiers, Israel, they come from Georgia. You know, Khazar, Khazaria, and they're, you know, Ashkenazi. So I mean, when it comes down to it. You know, they don't even really have Semitic blood in them. So, you know, they were Jewish by choice. They were conversos, and same with the Sephardic people. I believe there's only, I think there's only like a few tribes left, and it's less than 10% of Israel that can trace their DNA lineage back to Israel. I think the Karatays and there's one other tribe, but for the most part, it's filled with, you know, these Zionists. And what Zionism is it was it has nothing to do with the Jewish religion. It was it's a political philosophy that was set up in the 1800s by a man, by Baron Nathan Rothschild, as well as a man, Theodore Herzl, who was actually an atheist. And if you know about the Rothschilds, you know, they're, you know, most likely some type of satanic or dark worshiper, whatever you want to call them, Saturn worshippers, whatever they are. But to make a long story short, you know, they've gone and used this to go and co-opt Judaism. And right now they have everybody thinking that this represents Judaism. When you look at the Star of David, you know, there's no such thing as that. That was the Seal of Solomon. That was the Seal of Solomon, and was also the Rothschild sign. So that has nothing to do. If the Jews did have their own country, their symbol would be the menorah, and that's why the Jews in New York there, Hasidic, yeah. The Hasidic Jews are actually against the creation of Israel because they believe that they're supposed to be exiled until the Messiah returns or whatever. You know, it's more religious bullshit. But to make a long story short, you know, they don't even, they don't support it. You know, so I mean, it's not like it's just, you know, Jewish thing has nothing to do with being Jewish. It's just a lie that was pushed on them, and now it's being pushed on to American Christians through their churches. Most of these churches, of course, are Council of National Policy involved, which, of course, traces back to the, you know, Knights of Malta and all that. So, I mean, you know, it pretty much the main history here is that this is all being done to further the, you know, one world government, in my opinion. If you guys want to add anything, go ahead.
I think you pretty covered most of it there, man.
Yeah,
we're never going to get, like, even close to the real story out of there, because all the shit we see is so pro-Israeli as far as the media and what different websites will show you, for the most part. I mean, I know the alternative media is over it a little bit, but we know how controlled that is with 9/11. How controlled do you think it is with this? Who knows how many people are dying over there, you know?
You guys see that movie, Pallywood?
Yeah, definitely. Of course. Definitely. And there's another one, Chris, that goes with it that I need to show you that shows them doing the same thing. It's Palestinians acting like they're shot from Israelis. And then, like, minutes later, you see the same exact Palestinian, and he's fine. He's walking around.
That's Pallywood.
No. Pallywood's the big, long one where they have the shootout through the empty warehouse. That's Pallywood. This one's, like, 2 minutes long. And it's on, like, a street. It's brand new. It just came out. I have it, though. I'll grab it.
Yeah. When I saw this recent stuff, it was, I was looking at a couple of reportages, you know, from over there. And it looked, I mean, every appearance of it being staged, you know, like taking some, you know, young people, looked like they was on a school outing or something. All clean, clean, spotless clothes, not a speck of dust or anything on them. Not people that you would think had just come out of a bombed out war zone area, but they were. The backdrop was this rubble and stuff in the backdrop, but the people in the scene looked out of place because they would look so like they had just got out of the shower and you had haircuts and brand spanking new clean clothes and everything on.
Yeah,
and
again, it is to do the backdrop, like with the Matrix. Like, they could do the backdrop like nothing.
Then it goes to a military scene, and then it just looked completely staged. Like, you know, and then the final one was like this, you know, female soldier on a tank, and then it was almost like you could hear it say, "Okay, cut now. Okay, we're done." And then, like, she kind of steps down and walks off. Like, you know, the whole thing was, like, contrived and staged. You know, photo op.
I think there's no doubt about it. You know, that like everything else, you know, there's news being faked all the time. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think it'd be pretty hard to fake a war, in my opinion. I don't know. I don't know. I think that it would definitely. You never know, but
I don't
just
know.
Remember,
I mean,
they faked the war. They faked 9/11. They faked the moon landing. Faking a war is not out of the question.
Not really. Faking a. I mean, do you guys know anybody who might even know somebody that is from there? I've met a couple of people in my life that were Israelis.
No idea at all.
And I didn't really get... I mean, at the time, I wasn't even kind of, you know, thinking of, like, asking them questions about Palestinians or anything like that. I did get the impression that they were... they had this sense of, like, superiority about them. Like, big time, man. It was, like, this arrogance or something. Like, shit, I'm freaking Israeli. Don't you fuck with me type of attitude. You know.
Well, that's how they act here too.
They act like that, huh? Yeah, I was wondering if it was just these particular people or if that was kind of common amongst them.
No, I've gone to school with a few of them, and they come over here, and they, like a couple of them I talked about, they said, oh, yeah, we drive around in Lamborghinis and Mercedes back home and everything like that. And, you know, just pretty much, you know, it seems like it's just a big amusement park or something, you know. That's how they made it seem like, you know, and that's how they get so many American Jews to go there. You know, they pretty much, you know, shit, we're giving them, what, $8 billion
a
year?
Look at the size of them. They're tiny. Yeah. They got all these weapons and shit and all this money from us. It's like, they're so small. It's obvious.
$8 billion a year. So, I mean, you know, that's going somewhere. So, I mean, you know, that's why they're all probably doing well and everything else. And, you know, I don't know. So, there was a girl the other day on the internet from Israel, and she was actually like trying to be neutral in the whole thing. And I don't know, she was saying that, you know, that there's who knows? She doesn't know about all the fakery and stuff like that. So I mean, I'm not sure as to, you know.
I just think the whole Israel thing is. It's a franchise of the same corporation that runs us and runs China and runs the rest of the Western world and most of Asia and all that.
Corporation of the Vatican.
It was
developed under the crown, which is, you know, which again is under, you know, if my information's right, it's under the under the Vatican, under the Knights of Malta. Sovereign military order Malta.
Yeah, I mean, it has absolutely nothing to do with biblical prophecy or anything like that. I mean, a lot of people think it does, but it has
That's how they get the American Christians to...
there's so many of them, too, that are completely just taken with that. Like, that's in the Bible, and that's... We gotta back them, and... Oh, yeah, there's a... I mean... churches all over the place, man. They have that philosophy.
I think Christian Zionisms are more hardcore than Jewish Zionism. Jewish Zionism.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy how, like you're saying, how these people, you know, it's you could put something on the internet about, you know, they're going to go harder at you if you criticize Zionism than if you criticize freaking Jesus or whatever, which is
insane. I mean, it does say in the Talmud that Jesus should be boiled in his own excrement, and that's right there in the Talmud. And like, no Christian leader is going to go on TV and say, "Hey, you know, this is in the Talmud." They're not going to tell you any of that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there like that that's in the Talmud that's just flat out burning hatred.
You're allowed to rape a 3-year-old girl as long as she's a Gentile or whatever, you know, all this. Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, that's actually in there, yeah.
Yep. There's crazy stuff, and, you know, and here's the thing, that's where we get caught up at the end of it, is, you know, is the Vatican actually Jewish, or is it actually, you know, is it controlled by, you know, a handful of elite Jews, or is it actually controlled by a handful of elite, you know, Europeans? And that's, you know, where I think the quandary is. But, you know, because, I mean, they are all into the Kabbalah, into that, you know, mysticism stuff. I don't know. I do think, regardless of what it is, the power base is the Vatican, though, in my opinion.
So the Vatican, you'd say the Vatican is pretty much at the tip top.
That's what I believe.
Yeah, I believe that. Yes, that it's from where the orders are coming now. The whole thing about it is, some people claim that the Jesuits were actually original Sephardic Jews, as far as they say. You know, Ignatius of Loyola and. You know, and a couple of the other ones were Sephardic. So, I mean, if that's the case, then they now took over the Vatican. So that would mean that. But,
you know, regardless of, that's the thing, is whoever's running it, in my opinion. I don't know why. What's your opinion?
I mean, I understand that there's the Vatican, there's the City of London, which is, well, the Vatican would be the spiritual or religious arm, and the City of London would be the financial arm.
Yeah, we'd be the military.
Washington, D.C. would be the military, and so where, I mean, my question would be, well, where's the kind of central hub command center of those three spokes in the wheel? I think that's the thing that's never brought up. It's like, okay, where's the hub of the wheel? I mean, you have a kind of, you have three entities there, that there are three components. I mean, is the actual control center the Vatican, or is it, is the control center D.C., or is the control center City of London?
I think it is the Vatican, because of the reason that if you look at the the Queen, you look at the, you know, the other top, you know, for example, the Rothschilds, you look at them, they're Knights of Malta, so that would put them underneath, you know, the top people at the Vatican.
And
you know,
they're everywhere over here. The Knights of Malta are in all our different agencies running of them. It's like they're all watching out for the Vatican.
Actually kiss the Pope's ring, all of them do, don't they?
Exactly. You know, that's the thing, you know, that makes me believe, you know, and whether, and that's another thing too. Now there's three popes. There's the white pope, you know, Benedict, who's the you know, the face, you know, and the supposedly spiritual one, and then you have the black pope, Adolfo Nicholas, who is the military, you know, the military pope, you know, the what do you call it, the Jesuit supreme general. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Grey Pope, which is
he's like a Hollywood guy, right?
What's that?
Does he do like the Hollywood type shit?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Pepe Orsini is the Grey Pope, and he's a bloodline of the there's a few bloodlines like the Orsinis, the Medicis, the Breakspears, the Farnes, and a few other families that claim lineage going back to, you know, the you know, to biblical times or whatever the case may be, back to Egypt or whatever. So it's supposedly the highest of the black nobility, you know, the royals, is Juan Carlos of Spain. I don't, you know, a lot of this stuff, it's hard to pick through exactly what's what, you know, but In my opinion, just from seeing, I think when you see the, like, say, Prince William that got married, you know, you see the Maltese cross on his arm, you know, and many of them just, you know, you go to their Wikipedia articles, you see they're listed as Knights of Malta, and almost every CIA agent has gone to a Jesuit school, whether it's Fordham or Georgetown or, you know, one. So I think there's something that has to do with, you know, you know, they control like the CIAs and the Mossads of the world type thing, in my opinion.
Jesuits.
Yeah, the Jesuits and the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, which encompasses all pretty much of the Holy See.
It's pretty crazy, right?
Insane. Really is.
Well, we went a little longer than we were gonna go. I mean, did you guys have anything else you wanted to get into tonight, or you kind of want to just wrap it up?
I'm good tonight, man. If you guys wanted to talk about anything, probably got another 10 minutes left of juice on my phone.
Yeah, we might as well just wrap it up here, unless Chris, you had anything else you wanted to get into.
Nah, not really.
We're just going to keep it a little short this week. I'm a little out of breath from the accident and shit, so it'd be better if we just did a little short show this week rather than keep going. We usually go like 4 or 5 hours sometimes, so.
Yeah, you got busted ribs, so it's kind of hard. Yeah. Probably it's anything makes talking. Them sore, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't lay down at all. It sucks. I haven't got any sleep at all. But, all right. Thanks for joining us.
You got to sleep up in a chair?
Yeah, I have to. It's the only way. I try my bed. It doesn't work. Oh, I do want to say Saturday I'm going to be on Alvarado's show. Here's the link to his show right here. It's in the chat, and I'll put it in the comments after and post it up on the site.
Who show is it?
Alvarado. How do you say his name, Chris? I know you've been on his show.
Tim.
Just say
his
Tim.
His first name. Yeah, that's what I call him. Yeah, his first name.
So I'm going to be on there Saturday at 8 to talk about 9/11. So you know me, I'll come with a bunch of stuff. So if you guys aren't doing nothing, check it out.
All right, I just
but,
marked it up.
Besides that, I guess we'll be back Wednesday.
All right, sounds good. So you be doing everybody. Regular Wednesdays?
Yeah, as much as we can, you know. We had a hurricane, and then I moved, and I got in a car accident, and it was like one thing after another the last month, but we're going to try and get back on regular schedule here.
Yeah, you changed jobs and everything. That's been a pretty month for you, huh?
Yeah, it's brutal. Got to do what I got to do, though, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, fellas, thanks a lot.
All right, man. Everybody have a good one. You've been listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook.
Enjoy your holiday, whatever they may be.
Yo, hey yo, never will it stop. Handguns with double digit shots. I move work on other niggas' blocks. Leave out the club with another nigga's watch. Body that man and let other niggas watch. Only thing worse than a coward is a coward with power. Gotta kill him in a shower. Hour beats is knocking, hooks is rare. Earned my spot, nobody ain't put me here. Burnt my block, I had a fiend cooking with beer. Like the Bobby Womack of crack. Might see me in the burgundy thing or the black on black. Matter of fact, go get your chrome. Cause I'd rather be broke together than rich alone. Clapping them down, backing them down. Fuck whatever happened before, I'm what's happening now.
Now gangsters live, gangsters die. Grab your guns, soldiers ride.
Show discipline, nigga.
Kill your moms, kill your pops, kill your seed, kill your girls.
That's principle, nigga.
Sell your crack, sell your coke, sell your E, sell your smoke.
You hustling, nigga.
Grab your nine, grab your pound, grab your tech, grab your pump.
Busting it, niggas, what?
We brave hearted. I had bitches try to poison me. Niggas who killed loyalty. Set me up, messed it up. I move accordingly. I dug ice picks and ice sticks by cops who rookies. Hard to be righteous when life could just stop for pussy. Niggas killing over hoes. Gun concealed in their clothes. Bodies at funerals. Touch them. They feel like they froze. Speech totally calm. Hold the dead rappers. Dome in my palm. Burn the flag. Plus it's on the Quran. It's on the Bible. Plus America cussing. And every car that's driving. Holding the homeless Simon. You focus. You know it's nozzing. Prince of the globe. Leave no prince in the toast. Play with Ouija boards, burn frankincense with a ghost. I learned to do good, plus erase the evil, and do what it takes to keep a smiling face on my people. I was raised by the apes in this dark creep show, but yo, gangsters live, gangsters die. Grab your guns, soldiers ride.
Show discipline, nigga.
Kill your moms, kill your pops, kill your seed, kill your girls.
It's principle, nigga.
Sell your crack, sell your coke, sell your E, sell your smoke.
You hustling, nigga.
Grab your nine, grab your pound, grab your tech.
Bustin' it, niggas,
think about when I splatter your mask. Yeah, my niggas is happy, your mama is sad.
If
your niggas is riders, the drama lasts.
If
your niggas is snitches, the judge in my ass. And they said I'm too famous to run. So when I empty out this clip, I'm changing the gun. The realer the beef, the longer the clip. Murder your mans, I'm gone in the mist. Caught his girl after dark, so we tore up the bitch. We ain't care, cause the whore wasn't shit, dawg. I ain't taking the L or wasting a shell. I bring the heat like I'm Satan itself. Fuck if you hard, fuck if you soft. Long as you lost, dick in the dirt, shit in your drawers. I make your grandmother get on the floor. Tie you up and beat you to a pulp. Say this is a war, fifth and a four. Mac and a pump, acting I dump. Throw you out the window, then act like you jump.
Now gangsters live, gangsters die. Grab your gun. Soldiers ride.
Show discipline, nigga.
Kill your moms, kill your pops, kill your seed, kill your girls.
It's principle, nigga.
Sell your crack, sell your coke, sell your E, sell your smoke.
You hustling, nigga.
Grab your nine, grab your pound, grab your tech, grab your pump.
You busting it, niggas.
Now
what?
Gangsters live, gangsters die. Grab your guns, soldiers ride.
Show discipline, nigga.
Kill your moms, kill your pops, kill your seed, kill your girls.
It's principle, nigga.
Sell your crack, sell your coke, sell your E, sell your smoke.
You hustling, nigga.
Grab your nine, grab your pound, grab your tech, grab your pump.
You busting it, niggas. What?